USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Making their final pitches. Both President Trump and former Vice President Biden have spent Monday making their final campaign stops. At a Pittsburgh rally, Biden accused the president of lying about the impact of the COVID pandemic.
Remember what he said to Bob Woodward, the famous journalist? He went on tape and he said to Woodward, he knew in January how dangerous it was and how many people could die. And he said nothing. He didn't say a thing to you, me, or anybody else.
While President Trump focused on Biden's record on jobs at a Scranton event.
Joe Biden is a globalist who spent 47 years outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure on ridiculous, endless foreign wars. Most of you have never even heard of some of these countries. He shuttered your steel mills. I got them open.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
At least two people are dead and 15 wounded after a terror attack in Vienna. Authorities say that multiple gunmen opened fire at six locations in Austria's capital. Police were able to kill one of the gunmen, but are still on the hunt for other suspects. The Austrian army has been called in to guard key points in the city to allow police to focus on their search for the gunmen. Hurricane Eta has strengthened into a major Category 4 storm and could become a Category 5 before it makes landfall in Central America early Tuesday. Packing maximum sustained winds of 150 miles per hour, Eta is forecast to make landfall on the northeast coast of Nicaragua, then spend a couple of days dropping rain on the rest of Central America, with Nicaragua and Honduras expected to get the brunt of the heavy rain. A widespread 4 to 8 inches is expected, with higher elevations possibly seeing up to 30 inches. Authorities are already warning residents of the potential for major flooding and mudslides. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With polls opening in a matter of hours, Tim Berg has some tips for voting in person from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Despite the record turnout for early voting in many states, millions of Americans have yet to exercise their cherished right to cast a ballot. That means long lines will be the norm on Election Day. Standing in a slow-moving line at a polling center certainly raises your risk of catching COVID-19. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News the mask you wear is key.
Well, remember, the masks serve two purposes. One is to protect other people from you. So if you're asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic, if you have a mask on, you're less likely to expel respiratory droplets that can infect other people. The other purpose is to provide you some measure of protection if, in fact, you're around people who are infected. So if you want a mask to afford you some protection from other people, quality matters.
Massachusetts governor has announced new coronavirus restrictions as cases in the Commonwealth continue to rise. Governor Charlie Baker announced Monday that residents will be required to wear masks at all times in public places, even if they are outdoors or are able to social distance. Baker also issued an overnight stay-at-home order and will limit indoor gatherings to no more than 10 people and outdoor gatherings to no more than 25. The new mandates go into effect on Friday. The governor's office is reporting a 278% increase in confirmed new cases in the state since September, with 1,214 new infections reported on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.